But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, Utah Republican John Jacob lost his primary battle to replace incumbent Representative Chris Cannon this week, but Mr. Jacob said before the election that his campaign was struggling, and he blamed whom?
Well, I know immigration was the big issue.
That was the big issue, but that's not who or what he blamed.
He was blaming...
He laid his problems at the feet of an individual. Who was it?
He laid his problems...
You're trying to get all Gwen Ifill on it, aren't you?
Yeah, I know. It's not working.
You're trying to piece it together.
Is it an ape? No. Can you give me a clue?
I'll give you a clue. The church lady would agree with him.
He did not lay Dana Carvey. He was blaming. he blamed. Oh, another clue, please. No, sorry, because I know that I'm close.
You know the church lady character. Could it be?
I forgot what the church lady would say. Could it be Ryan?
Does anybody know?
No. Just one more. Because usually you let it go.
I don't have.
Usually you let it go on longer.
This is so painful.
All right,
though.
Who's the? You know, who's
the prince of the power of the air?
Who's the baddest of them all?
Yeah.
The baddest of them all?
It makes sense because when things go well...
Michael Jackson? What?
When things go well, politicians and athletes often thank God.
Oh, so when things go poorly... Satan.
Yes.
But Satan doesn't have feet.
Satan. At the hooves. Satan.
It's at the hooves of Satan.
Sometimes it's best if we just let the politicians speak for themselves. So Mr. Jacob told the Salt Lake Tribune, quote, "There's another force that wants to keep us from going to Washington, D.C. It's the devil is what it is. I don't want you to print that, but it feels like that's what it is." You know, you plan, you organize, you put your budget together, and when you have 10 things fall through, not just one, there's something else that's happening. So asked if it really was the Prince of Darkness picking on him, Mr. Jacob concluded, quote, "I don't know what else it could be if it wasn't him." Then he said, "Now when that gets out in the paper, I'm going to be one of those screw loose people." Unquote.
Oh, he was before.
Yeah.
So Satan was handling his schedule.
Apparently.
He's a bad admin person.
Yeah. Satan was doing his advance work.
The guy can't interview for help, I'll tell you that.
And it's terrible, and Satan was a temp, so it was just bad luck.
Luke, a team of Russian scientists claim they've invented a new kind of marijuana, a marijuana with what interesting feature?
I'll tell you in a minute.
I am starving.
I was going to say, someone's saying to eat first.
I just had some Doritos. I know I could get through this. I need a hint.
You need a hint. Well, it's sort of like O'Doul's Gold.
It's has oregano in it? Like, is it fake? Because O'Doul's is...
No, it's actually marijuana, but it... But?
But doesn't make you high?
Exactly right. This Russian cannabis has almost no psychotropic properties at all. It leads one to ask, what's the point? Well, the scientists claim there are all sorts of things you can do with drug-free pot, but why would you want to do them?
That sounds like the worst idea ever.
It may be.
But does it make you hungry, though? Or maybe you smoke it for the munchies. So...
Yeah, basically all you get is the bloodshot eyes.
And a deep love of Nintendo.
Yeah. 8 miles high, and when you touch down.